Hello everyone, this is chapter 5, History, Print Culture and the Modern World. Oh ho, the newspaper has not arrived. I really don't know what to do. I want to read the news. But I have heard there was a time when people did not even know about printing. Then what did they do? The earliest technology of printing was developed in China, Japan, and Korea. Now, this was hand printing with the help of wooden blocks in about AD 594. Now, duplicates of these were made through stylish handwriting called calligraphy. The first Japanese book which was printed, that was in AD 868. The name of the book was Diamond Sutra. Now, this book contained only 6 sheets, but it had woodcut illustrations also. Japan had started printing on textiles, playing cards, paper money. Now, the question is, then how did it spread all over the world? Because people only in Asia, they knew about it. Now, China had trade relations with Europe as it exported silk, spices, paper through Silk Route. The woodblock printing technology was brought to Italy in 1295 by a person called Marco Polo, and later it spread to the other parts of Europe. Now, demand for printing books increased. So, quick and cheap books were to be produced, which was brought by the mechanical printing press. Do you know who had invented it? His name was Johann Gutenberg in 1430. By 1448, he printed the Bible. Print revolution had a great impact. Earlier ballads were recited, folk tales were narrated, as the rate of literacy was very low. But now, with the printing, new pictorial books came into being. By and by, the hearing public turned into reading public. On religion also, it had a great impact, as the religious authorities and monarchs felt the value of literature would be destroyed if there would be no control on printed matter. In 1517, this gave rise to Protestantism, as Martin Luther printed his ideas and circulated among the people. Now, with the growth of literacy in Europe, new forms of popular literature appeared, which were cheap, known as penny chap books, and were sold by petty peddlers. The effect could be seen on women, children, and workers also. For children, school books, story books were published. Women became important readers as well as writers. Jane Austen, George Eliot, Bronte sisters became the earliest novelist and portrayed women with determination, great willpower, etc. Lending libraries became into existence to educate the white collar workers, artisans, and lower middle class people. Let us talk about India now. India had a huge collection of manuscripts copied on palm leaves, hand leaves, handmade leaves. Now, they did not know about printing. Only they came to know about printing when the Portuguese, they were the first to bring the printing press in India. But during the nationalist movement, print made a very, very effect. And during the nationalist movement, newspapers, magazines, books on patriotism were published, which had a great impact on the nationalist movement. Thus, we can say that without invention of printing, we would not have made development, and as we are nowadays, we would not have been so.